Now, you mentioned that aromatase inhibitors can only be used in postmenopausal women, but there is an interest in a number of trials evaluating aromatase inhibitors in premenopausal women who are made menopausal, mainly through LHRH agonists. Can you talk about that strategy and whether there are situations that you might consider that outside of a clinical trial?
We know from a number of studies that have been done in the past that if a woman undergoes an oophorectomy, a surgical removal of her ovaries, and she's premenopausal and she has hormone receptor positive breast cancer, that she does better than if her ovaries are not taken out. But these are in the absence of chemotherapy. So when a young woman actually has chemotherapy, then the question becomes quite a bit cloudier whether ovarian function suppression or stopping their menstrual cycles by suppressing estrogen production actually benefits them in addition to chemotherapy. The trials that have been done, and there are three large phase 3 studies looking at giving an LHRH agonist after chemotherapy, have shown not much benefit except possibly in the women who are really quite young, less than 40 or less than 35. So for that population, one might consider an LHRH agonist after chemotherapy to try to suppress ovarian function. And then if you could assume that that woman is postmenopausal, the next logical research question is whether you should use an aromatase inhibitor in that setting rather than nothing or rather than tamoxifen. Now, those trials are underway, and we don't have any results from them in terms of safety or long-term efficacy. So the bottom line is that no one really knows whether that's a good idea or not. There's a lot of opinion out there, however. My own personal view of the evidence is that since we don't have good evidence that is helpful, and because if we take away all of the estrogen a woman might possibly make and we start doing so when she's 35 or 40 or 45, we might run into long-term side effects from long-term estrogen deprivation. So personally, I don't think there really are any good situations outside of a clinical trial where I would recommend that to a patient of mine.